You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And welcome, everybody. Once again, I am overwhelmingly excited. Why are you so excited, Dr. Mosley? Because it's time for one of your favorite radio programs. It is time for your spiritual GPS to success. Yes. And you know, it gives me great joy to be your spiritual life coach. Yeah, I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia, originally from Houston, Texas. That's my home. That's where I was born and raised. Yes. And you know what? I really am grateful to connect with so many of you. Thank you. And please know, I try to say this every broadcast, but it really is true. It really is from my heart. I want to say thank you to those of you that call in, those of you that email me, visiting the website and leave wonderful messages. Thank you. Please know that I appreciate it. You know, sometimes you get to, even myself, you know, sometimes we get to a little low point and sometime a message will come or I'll get a text message from one of you and it is so inspiring. So I want to say thank you. Please keep messaging me. Those of you that listen to the program at different hours of the day and those of you in other countries that listen to me, I appreciate you. Please send me a note. Please text me or a message to me over the Facebook or on my website and let me know that you're listening and let me know where you're listening from, okay? And it certainly is a blessing. And also, if there's something that you wish for me to deal with on the show, hey, all you got to do is let me know and we will deal with it. If I don't know the information, I'm going to research it. I'm going to look it up. And then what they taught us to do in school, they taught us to go to what they call the reference section in the library and look it up. If you don't know how to spell a word, you look it up, right? But I always thought, how do I look up the word if I don't know how to spell it? I don't know. But hey, we managed, right? But you know what? Speaking of school, at the time of this recording, now these shows are recorded live. They're recorded live. And so, at this time, you know, here in Georgia, the kids are going back to school or really what they call virtual learning, and which is what has prompted me to do this show on today. This has really been an interesting issue with virtual learning. It has really, really been interesting how the kids are easily adapting to it, but it's us as parents that got to get back on the computer, make sure they're logged on correctly and all of that. And my son, he keeps getting kicked off of his class. Like, wait a minute, what's up with this? But as children, they have really adapted to the virtual learning. I was curious as to how was that going to work for them, but they are really picked up and they are moving quite well. They really are. They have adjusted. So I want to ask that question on today. What else or what would you like to learn this year? Before we leave out of this year, what would you like to learn? I want you to think about that, okay? What else would you like to learn? And I'm going to give some readings to some wonderful people on today, and I already got a house full, so I'm going to move as quickly as I can and get to these wonderful people, which I'm excited about. Now listen, if you want to be on one of our live broadcasts, all you got to do is text the word LOA to 40691 and you too will be notified when I'm doing a live radio broadcast or recorded radio broadcast, and you can talk with me and I can talk with you. But listen, don't go anywhere, and I do mean that now. Listen, we're going to take a break and I'm coming right back. What else would you like to learn for this year of 2020? Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Goodness, you know what? It is school time, and you know, the first question that they asked one of my children, my son, who is, 11 years old, they asked him for his English language arts. I can't say that too fast. Everybody just say ELA. But they asked him a question, and to get the ball rolling, I guess, for school, said, "What did you do over the summer?" And, you know, they wanted him to write about his summer experience. And he was like, "Well, I ain't do nothing." because they were at home most of the time. They couldn't really go anywhere. All of the fun places were closed down for the most part of the summer. The pool was closed. They couldn't go to the trampoline park. It's like, "Daddy, I don't know what to tell him." Well, I said, "Well, at least, hey, remember when your cousins were born, you all went down to Memphis and, you know, did that. But, hey, okay, I guess I'll tell them about that." But it's school time. And, you know, the good thing about school is that it is time to learn. It is time to get insight, to get information. And so I don't want our children just to be the only ones learning. This is a great time for those of us that are manifesting and attracting greater success. Are you learning something that will increase your manifestation powers, that will increase your ability to manifest greater things? Some people are, I want to manifest a better job, but you got to ask yourself, are my skills manifesting that greater job? Are my skills helping my mind to manifest what I really desire? So sometimes you got to ask yourself that question, am I really manifesting what I want by my education? And sometimes you say, I don't know everything. I need to know a little bit more. Well, this is a great time to figure that out. What else do you want to learn? And it gets your mind active. You know, maybe you want to learn how to do taxes, or maybe you want to learn Spanish for somebody that's going, for somebody that may be going over to Spain. You know, you never know. What do you want to learn? It may be, I want to learn more about my chakras. I want to learn more about stones and healing herbs. I want to know more about God. I want to know more about the universe. And what do you want to know more about God? What do you want to learn more about the universe? And maybe somebody said, "Well, you know what? This is a great opportunity for me to learn more about myself. That's what I need to learn more. What I like, what I don't like, what makes me smile, what makes me nervous, what makes me happy, and even what makes me sad." So I want you to think about that. What is it that you want to learn this year? In other words, today I want to talk about ongoing learning. I'm not too old to learn something new. I'm not too old that I can't learn something inspiring. What is it that you want to learn that will bring forth great excitement in your life? Think about that. Listen, I'm going to go to some callers, and we're going to find out, hey, what is something that we want to learn? What is something that we really want to grab a hold to? Maybe it could be how to cook French food. And maybe, like me, I need to really learn how to fry chicken, you know? One day I'm going to get it. But you know what? Whatever you want to learn, it is possible. And that's what I want you to walk away from this broadcast with, knowing that it is possible. And maybe that's your inner spirit pulling at you to learn this. Learn photography. Or learn a little bit more about modeling, fashion design. Could it be that spirit says there's something I want you to manifest, and you can really do it if you learn these skills? What does spirit have up its sleeve? What does God have in his mind for you by learning this extra tool? What is it that spirit have in mind for you? Listen, I want to go to Florida and see if I can talk with Sandra. Let's see. I'm going to try to get Sandra here on the line and see maybe I can talk with Sandra for just a moment. Sandra, hold on 1 second. Sandra, are you there?
Here I am.
Well, Sandra, how are you doing? Now, what part of Florida are you calling me from?
Really far south. It's called Pinecrest.
Pinecrest?
South of Miami. Way down there.
Oh, it's way down there. Wow. So how long does it take you to get to the beach?
I don't live that far from the beach, but like from what you're thinking, the famous beach is probably a good hour and a half.
Oh, but you still live close by a beach.
Yes, I'm near the coast.
Oh, wow.
And it's normally gorgeous. It's just very hot right now, but it's still beautiful.
Oh, wow. I'm still kind of envious of you. Yeah. At least you got the beach, and everybody, while we're in this virus, this pandemic, you still have the beach where you can go and just meditate and enjoy, right?
Yes, carefully. Yes.
I got you. Do you still, I didn't think about that. You all still have to be cautious even out there on the beach then.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. And fortunately, this South Florida has been like one of the worst areas in the country. So, but you know, you're careful and you do what you have to do. And like you told us, slow down and, you know, just be smart.
And, wow, you remember that show.
Oh, yes. It's very inspiring.
I'm very appreciative. So now, Sandra, what is something that you would like to learn? You know, everybody's going back. Well, at least our kids are going back to school and young people are going back to college. And what is something that you feel that I would like to learn? What is spirit nudging at your heart? So why don't you get more information about this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. As soon as you said that, I was thinking not so much a professional pursuit, which is what you were saying, although I should learn how to cook better. My husband would love that. But I feel like the first thing I thought was I need to learn to be more patient. I've got two kids, one of whom is being homeschooled and one of whom is still a little kid. And it's interesting because, you know, we are together 24/7. There's no daycare, there's no school to go to. And I'm surprised sometimes at, I think of myself as a patient person, and I have proven to myself that that is not necessarily the case. And I thought to myself, what other areas in my life am I being impatient with myself and with others? And that if I could cultivate that quality in myself, I think I would have the time to learn something new, both, you know, to help my kids and teach them, but also for myself to do something like learn to cook better. It made me think I probably rush all the time, thinking that faster is better. But when you know, taking the time to really cultivate that character quality would help me do something like develop more curiosity and take the time to investigate something that interested me instead of just kind of rushing through my days.
You know, that is really fascinating. And I agree with you. I thoroughly agree with you. Sometimes we do feel that faster is better, but not all the time.
Yeah.
And even,
right.
You know, when I do have a slow cooker now, it's wonderful. I put a roast in there and, you know, you put carrots and potatoes and onions and all that and just leave it in there, start it in the morning. And by dinner time, it's already done. It's a slow cooker, but everything is tender. It's seasoned. It's wonderful. And I don't have to bother it anymore. I just put it in there and let it take its time. Sometimes we got to really, as the other show was saying, slow down and be patient.
Yeah.
And you know what, Sandra? One thing I was telling someone, and I was talking about myself, because I agree. Our children and everybody just in the house 24/7 is like, okay. Don't tell them this, but I'm like, okay, man, y'all need to get back to school.
Right.
I love you all so much. And they don't really bother me. I'll be honest, they really don't. But it's just, I'm used to having my space. I'm used to having everything that is mine throughout the day. And now they're here. But I have to say this. I didn't want them to feel like they were getting on my nerves. I don't want them to feel like they're bothering me, because everybody, it's not that easy for everybody, because believe it or not, they are missing their friends. And they can't
That's right. To
go to school, so they're missing their friends. So I want to encourage you with this, and then I'm going to actually take your question, but I do hear spirit saying, I want you to practice breathing. I want you to practice breathing, which means, I know we're always breathing, but to stop, slow down, and notice your breathing. Notice your breathing. That's going to help you to become more patient, to notice your breathing, okay? Just stop. And it's a part of meditation as well. But every time you're feeling like you're being overwhelmed, I want you to stop and notice your breathing. Just take about a few deep breaths, and that's going to help you to become more patient. So, what can I look into for you on today, Sandra?
Huh. To be honest with you, there are so many balls in the air, I guess, because of the state of just the world at the moment and in my family. And I would just love to know if there was, I guess, something related to, how about home? Something related to our home. We are sort of up in the air. We were, you know, about to move and finalize things, and everything just disappeared in that regard. Thank goodness. I don't mean by work, but I just don't know where we're supposed to be, and we're just sitting here on hold. And I thought, you know, I'm gonna log on and actually speak in your show and see if you have anything to say towards that, or any wisdom to speak into the situation.
Okay, are you trying to move? Is that true?
Essentially, yes.
All right. What I want to encourage you, what I hear is this, and it sounds kind of churchy, but I don't mean it to be, but maintain your faith. Your faith. Now, you know, it's something about politicians, since we're in that time of year. Politicians got to speak with great authority if they want your vote. They can't say, mm-hmm. I possibly can do this, or there's a likelihood of doing this. That will not get the vote. They have to say, I will do this. I am going to do this. You don't ever hear a politician that's running a campaign that says, it may be an idea. No, they don't want you to have any skepticism about their candidacy. And so God does not want you to have any skepticism about his candidacy. And I'm going to go a little deeper. We don't want you to have any skepticism about what you are manifesting. So hold on to your faith. I am moving. I am. Mm. It may be slowed down, but that's okay. I'm still, like we said about the slow cooker, it's still cooking. And it may even taste the same as if you probably put it on the stovetop. But trust me, it is still cooking. It is still in the process. So let's use your words. Let's practice more patience. And I know we don't like that. But by practicing breathing, your breathing, and be confident of what you are manifesting. One thing that I say to you and everybody that's listening, this is not the time that we want to vacate our faith. No, outside situations do not determine our reality. You are the one that's in control of that. So you keep your manifestation going, okay?
Okay, that's beautiful advice. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, my dear. Now, Sandra, you hang in there and take good care and sneak off to the beach one time for me and put your feet in the water for me, okay?
Will do, absolutely.
God bless you. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Mosley. I'll be right back. Your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I'm so happy to be here with you. What else do you want to learn? What is it? I thought that was absolutely wonderful. Sandra said to learn to be more patient. And that's another thing I agree. I want to be more patient and, you know, take things in stride and, you know, be proper with it. I want to just really slow down. That was the other show that we did. I'm going to stay right here in my area, my home. Well, it's not really my hometown, but it's my new hometown of Atlanta with Tanya. Tanya, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Good, Tanya. Everything all right?
Yes, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good, Tanya. Now, Tanya, what part of Atlanta are you in? Are you north or south or what?
I'm north.
Oh, I'm south. Okay. I'm waving at you, Tanya. You just can't see me, but I'm waving at you. Tanya, it is school time. What is something that you would like to learn more right now?
Right now, I'd like to learn more about the stock market, actually. I'd like to learn what to invest in and how to do that.
Oh, really? That sounds interesting. Now, have you heard of the cryptocurrency thing? Are you involved in cryptocurrency?
I've heard of it. I'm kind of in the researching phase right now.
All right. Well, that may be a good area to look into. Now, I really don't know that much about it. I just know that thought came to me as you were talking about that. But that is you're trying to learn how to make more money. So you manifest more money, right? Now, anybody that manifests more money, they always got a friend. They're always going to have a friend around. All right, Tanya, so what is something I can look into for you on today?
So, thank you for this opportunity, Dr. Mosley. I am wanting to know if this, I'm ready to get married, and I have someone in mind. I'm not currently dating, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure if he is, mm-hmm. but I'd just like to know if this person is someone that I am meant to be with.
Do you know them?
I know them. I work with them, actually. And that's why I'm a bit hesitant.
Ooh, Tanya got a crush. Tanya got a crush. Tanya and her boyfriend sitting in the tree. K-I-S. Okay. Okay, see, that spirit said, stop that. I'm starting to cough now. Look at you. You know what? I do feel very good vibrations about it. Now, what I have to encourage, and really, honestly, I tell a lot of people this. Let's not go too far in your mind. When it comes to relationship, I try to say manifest, do small manifestations that will lead to greater. And the reason why I say that is because sometimes we manifest like we did when we were kids. I remember when I was in elementary and this girl I really liked, I started doodling her name. And then I was crazy as a child because I thought we going to have kids and I would write down the names of the kids. I don't even know which one of them names was. I forgot all of them. But, you know, we went straight to we go get married and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But I want you to manifest smaller increments. Manifest going out to eat. Manifest going to the movies, holding hands. Manifest right now, just talking, a wonderful lunch conversation. And let's work on that, because sometimes when you do too much, it comes too heavy. You'll get it, but it will not have been built properly. It's like, again, we talked about the slow cooker. Sometimes we cook things so fast, the food is there. You did manifest it, but it's not well seasoned. And it's not as tasty as it would be if you would have taken your time. So I will say this. I do feel very good vibrations, and it's good for you to address the situation. I'm not going to say approach because that's not the word I hear. I hear the word address. Address the situation. Address your feelings with him and, you know, conversate with him. But I do feel very good vibrations about that, okay?
Okay.
So
sounds good.
I want you to really go into that. Now, Tanya, you have an opportunity. Now, I don't know when this program will air, but I do a lot of sessions. I want you to go visit my website. I'm doing a session entitled Why Am I Not Married Yet? And it's on August the 24th. But if you can, get into that session. It's an online session that I'm doing live, but it's a private group that I'm doing it with. So go to my website and drmichaelmosley.com and you'll get more information about that, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank
I'm excited
you.
For you, though. Oh, Tanya got a boyfriend. Listen, everybody, I'm going to go tease Tanya for a moment, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Tune your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, everybody, I'm just happy. I really am. I'm happy. I had to tease Tanya, as Tanya, she got a boyfriend, y'all. And, you know, it's good. It really is good. I want to say, yeah, it's wonderful to have somebody that you love. What is it that you want to learn more about as we, now we're in, I guess school has started, virtual learning, ongoing learning. What else did you want to know? Because sometimes we're like, I'm bored. Well, why don't you take up a hobby? I want a lot of money. And some people say, I want to manifest a lot of money. Okay, that's good. And you can do that. Maybe that's somebody's, what they want to learn is how to manifest more money. There's nothing wrong with it. I think it's absolutely wonderful. How to manifest more money. But when you get the money, what do you want the money for? Is it just going to sit there? You know, or do you, what do you want to do? Do you want to travel? What are you doing to help the manifestation process? What do you want to learn that will help the manifestation process? We need to think about that, okay? What is something that you want to learn that will help the manifestation process? I want you to think about that. Listen, don't forget to go visit us on my new website, drmichaelmosley.com. That's DrMichaelMosley. Okay? Go to the new website, drmichaelmosley.com. I'm going to a friend that I haven't spoken to in a while, Brent. Brent, how you doing on today?
I'm fantastic. Good talking to you.
Oh, blessings to you, Brent. I appreciate you very much. And Brent, now, you know, hey, school, you in Oklahoma. Now, have school started back up there in Oklahoma?
Not yet. I don't think so. Well, and I think it's a moving target.
Oh, it's a moving target. Okay. All right. So I'm quite sure everybody's doing virtual, or do they have in classroom? Do you know whether they're doing virtual or going back to the classroom?
At the moment, they're looking at mixed, I understand. Although I'm kind of out of that scene a bit. My kids are past that for a while. I've kind of, you know, ignored it.
Oh, look at him, everybody. He don't have no kids in school, so he don't care. No, I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing. I know, but it don't pertain to you. It's like, okay, oh, I'm out of the loop on this. Okay, so Brent, now you are a well-educated man, and you know a lot of information. So tell me something. What is something that you would like to learn that will enhance your manifestation of your desires? What else is something, or what else is it that you would like to learn?
Well, you kind of stole my thunder a little bit in your intro, because as I was writing things down, you almost like seconds later mimicked me. So basically, I want to learn more about myself. I kind of want to know who I am, and who I'm going to be or whatever. I've just come out of a very long-term relationship. I'm now single. So I have a whole other life ahead of me, and I don't know what that might be.
Ooh. Ooh, that is fascinating. You know, honestly, when I remember when I was divorced, when I got divorced, and I had custody of my kids, but when I got divorced, that was scary. I have to be honest, that was scary. I did not know what I liked. I knew how to buy for my kids, but I didn't know, like, you know what is funny? I remember going to the cereal aisle and almost having a panic attack because I knew what cereal my children liked, but I didn't know what I liked anymore. I had completely lost my identity. I had bought food for my wife, my former wife, and what she liked and all of that, but I didn't know I had lost Michael Mosley. And so I really understand what you're saying, and that, I don't want anybody just to, bypass that. No, that is really a very serious issue to learn more about yourself or who you are now, because we've changed. Do you feel that you've changed since the past, in the past, let's say 5 years? Do you feel like you really have changed? Or let's say it this way, since you've been in your relationship.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, geez, it's been phenomenal changes the last few years, especially. This is kind of like foreseen, if you will. So it's been a progress, and yeah, lots of changes.
Wow. Well, I commend you. I really do. I have to commend you on that, and that you have the guts to endure the change, because some people really, they do not. It's hard for them. It's hard for them to reprogram their minds because you've just been so dedicated to that person or your kids. And it's not just with divorces, even with someone that had passed away or a family member or the empty nest syndrome. Like you said, your kids are past that school age, but the empty nest syndrome, what do I do now? You know, my mother went through that when everybody was moved out and everybody married. Okay, now what do I do? I come home by myself, and she was still used to cooking for a family. And we was a small family, but she was still used to cooking for a family. So we would stop by the house, and she had a big pot of beans on the stove.
Right.
All going to eat this, you know? But that's how she was just so used to cooking. So, All right. So tell me something, Brent. What is something I can look into for you on today?
Well, I've got a couple possibilities on my radar, maybe, as far as like new adventures or whatever. I was just kind of curious what my new adventure or project might be, or what area I might want to focus on a bit more. Because I'm just kind of open.
Well, okay. When you say that, what projects are you considering? Cause I'm not getting a specific, area for you to go into, but can you tell me about one of the projects?
Well, so the two things I'm looking at was one is more grounded, if you will. I'm looking at maybe becoming a landlord, like investing in real estate and start doing that kind of stuff. The other thing is kind of an escape plan, if you will. I've been looking at yachts. I bet, I mean, like fancy. Well, they're kind of fancy, and I would love to live on the ocean on a solar boat where it's basically self-contained. That would be just like I would love that. So. But that's a large adventure.
All righty. Now, so you know, which one do you think Spirit is going to say?
Whichever one I want, probably.
Yeah.
Because I can manifest it if I sit on it.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Honestly, your energy is really with the yacht. That's where your energy, your dream went with the yacht. Your whole energy changed. Now, the landlord or the realtor, real estate is absolutely wonderful, and you can definitely do that. Definitely.
Right.
And then you can go to the yacht. I do feel that you can do that too. So I would say both. It's like, to me, the quicker one would be the real estate.
Right.
And then the real estate can fund the yacht. It's just funding the bigger picture. That's all. So the real estate would be the step to the yacht. That's what I would say. So it's not either or. It's not really one above the other. It's just their steps towards what you desire. So that's what I would really say. And I would also tell you, now be sure to be careful what you say, because you definitely can do it. But, and I don't know why Spirit is saying this, but you got to be careful of not talking yourself out of it. Realize that you do have the ability to do this, okay?
Yep, absolutely. Right, yes. And you're saying that, I'm like, yeah, I kind of knew that, but it's like, okay, one thing at a time.
Yep.
Slow down.
One thing at a time. So, and now sometimes we can get overwhelmed, and that's why Spirit is saying, don't talk yourself out of it. Don't watch your mouth. Now, be careful what you say, because you can cause it not to happen. So look at it in a step form. I'm getting this to get there, but be, you know, don't, oh, this ain't going to work. Oh, that's too much. Oh, I don't know if I could. No, don't even entertain that thought. Don't even entertain those words. I'm confirming to you that you can. I'm resonating with your spirit that you can, okay? Does that make sense?
Absolutely, thank you.
Well, Brent, you hang in there, and one day you go send me a picture of you on your boat in the yacht in all that water, okay?
So for the record, I've already got other plans for us, so just hang in there.
All right, I'm believing.
I know you're like a water.
Well, hang in there, my friend. Blessings to you, everybody. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. And you know what? Like Brent, you may need to get out on that water. You know what? That's something I think I want to, well, I don't know if I can right now, but I want to learn how to swim. I know how to get into the water, but I'm afraid of, you know, I get afraid of the water too, but I can get into the water and people think I swim. All I do is push myself off the side and I go to paddling or whatever I do. I just let them think I could swim. But I really don't know how to do the doggy paddle and all that, how to go diving in and coming back up. But maybe that's something I need to put on my agenda. Listen, everybody, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. Tune your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, everybody, don't forget now, go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. All right, would you do that? Go to the website, DrMichaelMosley. Go to the website and, you know, you can get a reading from me. There's so much. Look at my calendar of events and different things that I have going on. I really would love to talk with you. And of course, you know, I love giving readings because they help each other. You know, I help you as well, but it also helps me. And so I would love for you to do that. Would you mind? I want you to be sure to go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. All right, go to drmichaelmosley.com and schedule your next reading with me. Now, listen, everybody. Again, it's time for school. What else do you want to learn? Think about it. Really put it in your mind. And you know what this calls for, right? This calls for self-examination. That means we got to examine ourselves to say, okay, what do I need to learn more of? What do I need to improve on with myself? What do I need for me? And it may not be just for a career, but that's good. But what else do I need for me? Maybe I want to learn how to cook better, you know, that I can eat healthier. Maybe what is it that you want to learn for your own advancement? Because you got to remember, you're the one that's manifesting. You are the one that's attracting good into your life. Now, there may be other people that have some ideas for you, but what do you want? I want to learn the different wines. I want to learn how to make wine. I want to learn more about the computer. Now, that's one thing I do need. I need to learn more about what Facebook and all these other social media. And I was on Instagram the other day, and I'm like, well, how do you do this and how do you do that? And I have to call my little 11-year-old son. Hey, come help daddy with this. What you do? What do you do with this? I don't know. What's the boomerang? What does that do? You know, but I want to learn. God, I do feel the universe, I feel spirit, I feel your ancestors are pulling more from you, which means there's more in you. You can do more. Oh, somebody need to write that in your notes. I can do more. I can learn more. I can. You really, really can. So don't ignore those persisting thoughts. Don't ignore trying to maybe understand the stock market. Don't ignore maybe understanding jewelry making. Don't ignore maybe the sewing machine that's calling for you. Why don't you make a shirt? Why don't you make this dress? Ooh, that looks too hard. But you can do this. You really can do it. And maybe like Sandra, you said, well, you know what? I want to learn patience. I want to learn how to really take my time a little bit more. What is it that you want to learn? I'll be right back. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and you are in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'll be right back, everybody. Tune your spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive, your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And you know what? I'm going to Jean in New York. And hey, I want to find out from Jean, what is something that Jean wants to learn? Jean, how are you doing on today?
I'm great. And how are you?
I'm wonderful. Now, Jean, has school started back in the New York area?
Not yet. For the next 10 weeks, they're going to try homeschooling. What is it called?
Virtual learning?
Yes.
Okay. That's
for 10 weeks
doing.
To see how that goes. Of the private school has opened up.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. So, school is ongoing now, and it's back on for my children here. It's virtual learning, definitely, and because yes. Georgia has a very high number of cases of coronavirus.
Oh, yes.
So, and it's everywhere, but I definitely know right here they have, you know, made sure that everybody's virtual learning. So, with all of this, you know, learning going on and kids going back to college, what is something that you would like to learn? What is something that you would like to gain knowledge about this season of your life?
I would absolutely love to learn how to play the piano.
Really?
Yes, I love music, and I definitely love the piano. And I always wanted to learn how to play, but I never took the steps to do it.
Oh, okay. There were one. Oh. Now, is there a certain type of music that you like?
I like all kind of music.
Really? Now, you know what? Honestly, I think that's a great idea. I took piano lessons many, many years ago. And that's my stress relief. I play the piano.
Yes.
it really is. It's my stress relief. I will go. I have two pianos, and I will go to them and just sit down and play at any given time because it helps me to curve my stress a little bit. So I think that's wonderful. So, you know, but you can take it I'm quite sure you can take it online as well. Just start practicing your scales and all that good stuff. So maybe that's what you need to do. But yeah. Do you have a piano?
No, I don't.
Oh, we got to get you a piano. Ooh, wee. Yeah, I got a regular, you know, acoustic piano. Then I have a electric piano, and they both sound really good. They really do. So look into it. But now, so what can I look into for you on today, Jean?
Okay, you can look into my finances. Sorry.
Look into money.
Money. Oh yes.
All right.
It comes with a lot of other things to come with it.
Now, it's funny. I'm seeing a pair of glasses. Now, what that is telling me, I need you to... glasses help us to see a little better. I wear glasses, and they help us to see a little better. It's not that you can't see. It's just seeing clearer. So I need you to focus clearer on the money that you are desiring. And the way to do that is to focus on what are you desiring it for. Get a goal in mind. Get a goal, even if it's $100 more, because money is coming. That's, you know, that I don't really need to even say that, because money is always manifesting. It's always around you. But I just need you to really pull it more into you. Pull it into you by focusing on it, saying, this is what I want. And really, I want to give yourself a goal for right now. Do something small for me. I want you, have you ever heard of a glass jar? You know, where they have these glass jars and people put money in them, right? You know, loose change and stuff.
Yes, I have a bowl with water in it and money, loose change.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
This is what I want you to do. I want you to have a jar, and this may be a lot, but it may not be, but I want you to get a jar and or a bowl, and I want you to see if you can manifest, which you can, $100 a week. Okay. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, I don't know why I keep hearing 100, but that's what I hear. I wanted to say 50 or 20, but I hear 100. So even if it's just putting, you know, $20 every day in, or whatever your lunch money in, it's not saying I want you to cut your lunch off and go on a diet. No, it's just saying you have the power to manifest what you want and make $100 like $1. It's easy. Don't make it hard. So sometimes we say, $100? What? You know, but really for you, Spirit is trying to say money is just as easy as a penny. Now, it doesn't matter about the amount. Don't make the amount harder. It's still the same process. So I want you to have your $100 jar, and I want you to, you know, whether you put pennies, nickels, quarters, 20s, 50s, whatever, if you got a whole 100, put it in there. And put it in your savings account or whatever you want to do with it. But it's to prove to you that you can save, and you can, first of all, manifest money, and number two, you can save it, okay?
Okay. Right.
So don't make it hard. It's easy, and let it be fun. And every time you reach that $100 mark by the end of the week, I want you to do something for yourself. And I really want you to make it a rewarding experience, whether it's getting you a bowl of chocolate ice cream or going out to do something special, or even you say, I want to buy a piano, and let that be your payment on the piano, whatever you want to do. But this is saying, if you can do 100, you can do anything else that comes to mind, okay?
Exactly. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Jean. Stay safe and stay sanitized up there, okay?
I sure will. You too.
I appreciate you, Jean. God bless you. Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Moser. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Listen, go to my website. Would you do that? Dr. Michael Mosley. DrMichaelMosley. I am going to Tammy. Tammy, how you doing?
I'm good today.
Good, Tammy. Now, Tammy, where are you calling me from?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
I don't think I've been to Pittsburgh. Was I at Pittsburgh? No, I was in Philadelphia. I wasn't in. I've never been to Pittsburgh. What is Pittsburgh known for?
I don't know. I'm actually from New York. I moved out.
See, Pittsburgh, from
all these bridges they got.
For real.
All them hills, they have a lot. Pittsburgh has a lot of hills. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, really? Now, do you get out there and walk the hill?
Yeah, just one to my house.
Gotcha. Now, tell me, what is something you would like to learn in this season in your life?
Well, in this season of my life, I would like to learn how to be patient. You know, because my patience is off the chain. I just can't be patient and wait on something. You know, I'm looking for the Lord to send me a mate, mm-hmm. and I'm like, it's just this patience, this waiting, this patience stuff. I say that's a trial.
Well, you know what? Let me throw this out, because this is what I hear for you. I understand you say you're waiting on the Lord to send you a mate. Mm-hmm. But what you need to practice is satisfaction. I need you to write that word down somewhere. Satisfaction.
Yes.
You know, and what I need you to practice on is satisfying you. What will satisfy you? A mate will not satisfy you if they're not compatible.
Yes.
Now, that could be a mate here, and, you know, whoever you're looking for can, you know, come in and you'll move in together. But a lot of people, we know that divorce happens, breaks up happens, you know, but you want satisfaction.
Yes, and with the patience, I understand satisfaction, but I just don't want any mate.
Right.
And I always tell people the Lord has to make him for me. He's being made right now. But I want a godly man. I just don't, you know, want.
Well, that's
any
why
mate.
I'm saying satisfaction. That's why, because you want what will satisfy you. Whether he's 6'8", whether he's tall, dark, and handsome, whatever was, and there's nothing wrong with any of that, but you want total satisfaction in your life. So your prayer is, what I would recommend your prayer to be, is God, romantically satisfy me. Romantically satisfy me. And, you know, but also with that now, this is the second part. I need you to practice things that you like to do for you.
Yes. You know, funny you say that, because I am practicing it. I'm practicing because I sing. So, I'll be running around my house just singing, making up songs and writing them down and all that stuff like that. And I heard the lady say she wanted to play the piano. I want to play the organ.
Wonderful.
So, you know,
this is a good time. So what am I saying to you? And what spirit rather is saying to you? This is a wonderful time for you to invest in yourself. Really look, what do I like? What do I want to do for me? Not waiting on someone, but also with that, focusing on you. Sing more, write more. Make sure your world is filled with things that you want to do. And when he shows up, because he will, then he's going to make things even better. Okay. So what I've come in contact with is some people, when it comes down to romantic, a lot of times they're waiting on someone to come, that Prince Charming, that's going to take all the cares away. And it's nothing wrong with part of that, but you want to be satisfied yourself. And when he comes, he makes life better. Life does not begin with him or her. It just continues with him or her.
Thank you.
So that's what I encourage you to do. Get your joys. What do you want to do? What is something that you want to do for you? What does Tammy want to do in her life right now? Where does Tammy want to go? You know, what does Tammy want to eat? And as you have fun, you're going to find out that you will attract that wonderful person. Thank now, Tammy, I don't know if you ever been to the club or not, but I have.
Yes.
And it was, and please hear me. It is the truth. When you see somebody on the dance floor having a good time.
Yes.
It's just attractive. It's just like, dang, she's dancing. Look at her. Wow. Or he's doing this. What? Look at him. It's just so fascinating. So what are you saying, Dr. Mosley? When you have fun, it's attractive.
Okay.
Have fun. Enjoy life. And somebody's getting ready to watch and say, you know what? I like the way she sings. I like the way she play. I just like the way she carries herself because you are having fun. Does that make sense, Tammy?
Yes. Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
So, Tammy, I'm looking forward to you meeting Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Wright, and I'm believing that things are going to get better for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, I am so grateful to be here with you on today. I really am. Listen, everybody, you know, hey, that's just about my time right there. But don't forget now, I have some special events that are coming up, and I want you to go to my website. I have some special classes that I'm doing, and I want you to go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Some people have asked me about my prophetic class, which is starting back in September. And then we have the, I do a session called Essential Prophetic Answers. And I really want you to be a part of that. I'm having a special one on August the 24th entitled, Why Am I Not Married Yet? So that's going to be on the 24th. Now, that is a $33 registration, and you may want to be a part of that one. So I want you to do that. That's going to be on August the 24th. It's going to be Zoom. It's a closed group, but you'll be able to interact with me, and I'm going to tell you what Spirit has to say about maybe why you're not married yet. What's up? Am I not pretty? Am I not fine enough? What's up? And a lot of times it's none of that. It's something though, but you got to be open. You have to be open to what Spirit has to share with you. Many times they call me for a reading, and that question comes up a lot. Well, Dr. Moses, why am I not married? What's up with my married life? And I don't mind answering. And I always tell people, if you have a question or whatever question you have, Spirit has an answer. There's no such thing as a dumb, stupid question. No. Whatever question you have, Spirit has an answer for you. So I want you to expect an answer. All right. Someone sent me a message. I'm in such a mess. I'll be 53 tomorrow, and I feel like something has been turned off in my life. I'm not where I want to be. So my entire life feels as if it's been a battle. Well, you know what? To that individual that is writing me that, don't you worry about it. Life is getting better for you. All of the things that you have gone through has not been in vain. It hasn't. But now you are in control. What else is Spirit pulling at you to learn, to do, to think about? You have mastered a lot that you're not giving yourself credit for. You need to go back and look at your resume and look where you have come from, all right? You really do need to look at that. And don't take anything for granted. Realize that you are smarter than you really think you are. You are greater than you think you are. There's so much more to you. Maybe you need to investigate that a little bit more and realize, what else do I want to learn about myself? Listen, I got to go, but I bless God for you. I had to get that message. Someone sent me that message. I want to give them that answer real quickly. But you know what? I'm not out of love. I'm not out of words. I'm not out of readings, but I am out of time. So I gotta go, everybody. But blessings to you, and stay on your path, your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll speak to you again next time. Blessings, everybody.